When filmmaker Greg McGillivray set out to film the Louisiana Bayou Country in the summer of 2005, he planned to make an IMAX film that championed the cause of saving the Louisiana wetlands, an area 2 to 3 times the size of the Everglades. Greg argued that if these wetlands continued to erode, the results could be catastrophic if a hurricane ever hit. Then, with much of the filming complete in August of 2005, his plans changed.
Let's take a look now at where Hurricane Katrina is at this very moment.
Katrina is 2 days away, but getting stronger.
The storm is huge.
It's a deadly Category 5 hurricane.
And it's heading right towards New Orleans.
The crew took an extra 6 months to film what became the final project, now titled Hurricane on the Bayou. Joining us now is the film's director, Greg McGillivray, and he's in our studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. Nice to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you, Neil. It's a very big pleasure.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the logistics involved with this. Tell us a little bit about filming, particularly an IMAX film, where you're using this large format camera and special film magazines that gives you, obviously, the ability to put out huge, amazing, beautiful pictures, but also makes you give you some restrictions, too.
Well, I think the biggest obstacle is the fact that the camera is so large. You know, you're shooting film that's 70 millimeter film going through the film gate horizontally. Each frame in an IMAX theater image is 10 times the size of a 35 millimeter normal motion picture frame. And so the film is big, the camera is big, the lenses are giant. The tripods and the dollies and the helicopters and everything that you use to move the camera have to be that much beefier and big in order to make really smooth shots. And so it's cumbersome, but still it's a lot of fun because you're ending up getting a result that's almost lifelike.
Yet you, in order to shoot this kind of footage, you have to plan your shots, each individual shot, I would think, exceptionally carefully. And then all of a sudden, when you're trying to improvise in the middle of a hurricane, it's not so easy.
Yeah, here we are shooting a documentary, all life, true life adventures. And doing it with an IMAX camera makes it even doubly difficult. You know, you try to plan, as you mentioned, try to plan things out and do a ton of research. We usually spend about a year doing our research to try to determine exactly who to shoot and how to do it. And then once you get into the field, though, you have to wing it. Hmm. And, of course, winging it with Katrina on the way was winging it in a big way.
Your audience for an IMAX film obviously is focused around family groups. These films are generally shown in places like natural history museums and the like of that. And how does that affect the way you produce and write the film?
Quite a bit. You know, besides being G-rated and completely factual from beginning to end, you want to give the audience an experience of being there, because that's really what they come to these gigantic screen theaters to feel. Mm-hmm. And so you write a film. The films are generally only 40 minutes long. So you write a film that has a very well-rounded story, perhaps follows four characters as we did in Hurricane on the Bayou, four musicians, and try to weave an engaging story involving people, but also involving experiences that those people go through, so that the audience can feel what kind of life they lead. And it's a different kind of filmmaking than I used to do when I worked on Hollywood features or doing films in 16 millimeter for television.
We're talking with Greg McGillivray. He's the director and producer of Hurricane on the Bayou. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Tab Benoit is a big part of this film. He's a Grammy-nominated musician, a native of Louisiana, and a wetlands activist. Tab joins us from a studio at member station KCFR in Denver, Colorado. And Tab, nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you all for having me.
And tell us, you live, as one of the characters in this film says, right down in the wetlands yourself. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came to be involved in this film.
Yeah, I live in a place just south-southwest of New Orleans called Houma, Louisiana. And a lot of beautiful wetlands, a lot of, you know, beautiful swamps. And when they were looking for people for the movie, I was lucky enough to get mentioned. I had started an organization in 2003 called Voice of the Wetlands to try to gather I felt like the music of the area and the culture of the area was an untapped resource for awareness, you know. And, growing up where I live, I have watched the land disappear. The Gulf is literally 10 miles closer than it was when I was a kid. And we've lost that much land. We lose an acre an hour. And I spent a lot of time flying down there and seeing it from seaplanes and from the boat and seeing it, seeing it happening. And as, you start putting all these things together, I realized that as bad as we were, New Orleans was in way worse shape. So I was really trying to get the group of musicians from New Orleans, Dr. John, Cyril Neville from Neville Brothers, and yeah. Big Chief Mark Boudreau, get all these guys together to get the people of New Orleans and the rest of the country to understand that we got a major problem here and we have to do something about it. And, lucky enough, here comes Greg and these guys with these big old cameras, and they're talking about the same things we're talking about. And this is all, before the hurricanes. And I think everything was about awareness up until the point where Katrina actually hit. I thought after that storm, well, there goes the movie, because it was an awareness tool, that was done. I mean, Greg, I could tell you, I guess it was, about 2 months before Katrina hit that y'all were actually finished filming, huh, Greg?
Oh, yeah, it took at least that much. And good to hear your voice, Tab.
Hey, you too, man. I miss y'all down here.
He mentioned the music, and the music underlies a lot of this movie. And, in fact, you set up a sort of musical group, Greg McGillivray, that you use to sort of tell the story that you want to tell, and just to avoid, including Tab, just to avoid this just being a lecture about the our need to reconstruct the wetlands.
Well, music is such a big thing in New Orleans and in the Bayou area below New Orleans, and it's one of the distinctions that makes that area such a treasure of our nation and so worthy of saving. Not only are we saving with the wetlands a wonderful habitat for animals and people, but New Orleans, of course, is a unique city, really, we don't have enough unique cities in this country.
Hmm. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Greg McGillivray, as to his film Hurricane on the Bayou, will be appearing in IMAX theaters around the country. And Greg, nice to have you on the program today. Good luck with
the
movie.
Well, thanks, and great to hear Tab.
And Tab Benoit, thank you for your time today, too. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you all for having us. And everybody, go out and see this film. It's a great piece of work, and it'll tell you the real story from the ground up.
Tab Benoit with us from KCFR in Denver. Greg McGillivray with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.